Hi, this is a dictation for patient Brandon Royal, BRANDONRAYOL. Brandon Royal, date of service is 9/26/2022. Date of birth is 7/26/1987. Date of accident is 7/30/2021. Mr. Brandon Royal has been a victim of an automobile accident where he was driving in a car and was involved in an accident around Southfield Freeway Service Drive. And he hit a puddle of water where he lost his control of the car, which hydroplaned and then spun, and then it flipped over. The impact of the accident caused the airbags to deploy, and there was a loss of consciousness, and no other car was involved. The patient hit his head into the left window and seatbelt holder and headrest, as well as he had a neck whiplash and head injury. He was having a lot of symptoms of pain and suffering. Currently, the patient reports that he's been having pain in the neck and the right shoulder and lower back to the tune of around 7. He has a radiation of the pain to the right arm as numbness and tingling, as well as right leg as numbness and tingling, almost constantly, more frequent than before. His shoulder pain is also 7, and he can lift up to 110 pounds without any pain, beyond which he has a pain. And he is now seeing an orthopedic surgeon and a spine surgeon who ordered a brand new set of MRI from, he will be seeing the orthopedic surgeon once the shoulder MRI, right knee MRI are available to determine whether the gentleman has healed up or he needs further surgery. Similarly, for the neck and the lower back, Dr. Redden is going to establish whether he needs a spinal cord stimulation device or even possible surgery. The patient reports that his pain level is around 7 and he is interested in surgery. His ADLs are reported affected up to 8, especially the general activity and work are affected 8, the sleep 9, while walking ability is affected 10. The mood is affected 7. 30% improvement has been reported by the patient. Currently, the patient denies any headaches or dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts, or loss of equilibrium, confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory. He also denies any anxiety, depression, panic. And then he has some tension because the family stresses and not getting paid recently, and weakness, and there is a loss of balance, but nothing major. In the pain and numbness, patient reports pain in the right shoulder, neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, but they are minimal now, with slight difficulty walking, numbness of the right leg and right leg and right arm is reported. Stiffness of the right shoulder, neck, and lower back is reported. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, if you can see painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is asthma, but there is no trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level. Actually, it has remained the same, and nor there are any changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Ultran. Patient requests that he should be provided something stronger because pains are a little bit too much. Substance abuse, patient utilizes marijuana to use, and compliance history, patient is compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination, blood pressure is 127 or 91, pulse is 67, pulse ox is 96, and rest of the physical examination same from previous visit, which is on 8/26/2022, dictation number is 0829-040. Plan is to continue sending the gentleman for an orthopedic and a spine surgeon consultation for review for any procedure that can help him. His MRI has been ordered, and once they are available, I'll discuss them. And he's being provided with an Onlux photobiomodulation device for infrared therapy at home. A laser treatment was also discussed with the patient. At this time, patient was not interested. for laser treatment, but I have provided the Onlux photomodulation device to be used at home to bring in further healing. And his maps have been reviewed, and the labs were withdrawn. And he's provided physical therapy 2 times per week. He is still disabled for work, housework, and transportation. Medications were provided to him, which are Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day, Wellbutrin 150 milligram daily for depression, anxiety. Vivo patch and lidocaine ointment is also provided. For pain relief, Tylenol codeine with number 3 is provided. And his previous lab was reviewed and investigated, and his maps were also considered. And that would be the end of the station. Thank you. Patient is otherwise quite stable, and he looked more happy and healthy at this time, and pleasant than ever before.